Defund Planned Parenthood is a common rallying cry for anti-abortion activists. It's a call to stop public tax dollars from going to health agencies that provide abortions. Iowa partially did that in 2017 by blocking three major provider groups from a family planning program for low-income and underinsured Iowans. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestaric reports on how the state's replacement program is working a year after it started.
Sitting outside the Iowa Capitol, Chelsea Chisholm Vargas recalled the moment in 2017 when she found out state lawmakers were trying to cut off her access to Planned Parenthood.
Literally, I felt like my shoulders go back and kind of like a gasp, like, oh my gosh, this is my program.
For years, Chisholm Vargas was getting free birth control pills and annual reproductive health exams at Planned Parenthood through a federally funded family planning program.
I really, really appreciated the program. It was amazing to not have to worry about finances that come with things that are really just there to protect me and to make sure I have a healthy future.
But Iowa's Republican majority legislature replaced that program with a state-run system that excludes Planned Parenthood and the Unity Point and University of Iowa hospital systems. Since then, Iowa Department of Human Services data show a significant decline in services provided through the program. In the first 3 months of 2017, the original program provided more than 3,000 reproductive health services. In the same time period in 2018, the new program provided just over 1,000 services.
So I think there's a real concern about access.
That's Jody Tomlanovic, who heads the Family Planning Council of Iowa. She says this could result in more unintended pregnancies, worse birth outcomes, and more abortions.
We could see a rise in STD rates because part of this program provide STD testing and treatment.
The number of people signed up for the family planning program is also shrinking. It went from more than 8,000 people in July 2017 to less than half that 1 year into the new program. DHS spokesman Matt Hyland said that's in line with enrollment declines seen since the Affordable Care Act expanded access to health insurance. But Chisholm Vargas says she dropped out of the program because she didn't want to be forced to find a new doctor. Unsure about alternative of clinics and knowing that she wouldn't be able to get free birth control at Planned Parenthood anymore, she got an implant in her arm at the last minute.
Switching to the implant didn't seem like it was my choice. It seemed like it was a decision. Well, it was a decision that my legislators felt that they could make for me.
Chisholm Vargas says that's what she thought about during the procedure.
I just remember kind of laying there in one of the exam rooms at my Planned Parenthood and just feeling pissed and feeling defeated, really.
When lawmakers first saw signs of declining program participation in January, DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven said his agency may have been at fault for patients not knowing where to go for services. DHS sent a letter to patients when the program changed, but Foxhoven told lawmakers the agency may also have to conduct a public information campaign. DHS declined to make officials available for an interview for this story. IPR asked Foxhoven in July if he ever launched a public information campaign to make sure patients know about alternative providers.
We're waiting with that because the legislature added some changes that will add more providers.
Foxhoven is referring to the legislature's decision this spring to allow some Unity Point locations to rejoin the family planning program.
Well, there's been some public information, not to the extent that we'd ultimately want to do. We're hoping that just the adding more providers is going to do a lot of it on itself, is going to increase it.
A Unity Point vice president says she doesn't know how many providers can rejoin the program, but she says women's health clinics in Waterloo and Muscatine will be eligible once the state approves administrative rules. Tomlanovic of the Family Planning Council says to increase participation, the state should let all provider groups back into the program.
I think that it would be great if the department did more to work with providers in how the program works and how they can help their clients utilize the program.
Without the family planning program, Chelsea Chisholm Vargas was priced out of going to her local Planned Parenthood clinic. She had to start going to the county hospital for reproductive health services.
I couldn't just sit back and let anything like this happen again in our state. So that really motivated me to just get more involved. It was just more fuel for the fight to stay involved.
Now she's working as an organizer for NARAL Pro-Choice America. I'm Katerina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.